nothing like the open road. Smell that fresh country air. It really wasn't me this time. And what say we leave this stupefyingly stupendous stench in the rear view and see how fast this fancy car can really go? Finally, I can put all this racing gear I brought along to good use. Good tinkin'. Racing gloves? Check. Racing goggles? Check. Racing seatbelts? All buckled in! Cool! Check! Let's put the pedal to the metal! Kids, don't try this at home. You shouldn't be driving. How's that windfield, Dad? Ah, that's the stuff! Now this is a road trip memory! Racing down the highway with nary another car in sight, like those stop cars up ahead? Exactly! Like those stop cars? Time to hit the brakes! Phew! What's with all this traffic? Is there some kind of sale or something?
Hang tight, folks. There ain't no sale. The roads are closed for the department store day parade.
Did you hear that, Death? Yeah, no sale? No, not that. If this is the department store day parade, we must be in the Big Apple.
Hey, I like the pizza over here.
Watch out, it's trash day.
But not the pizza over here.
I like to walk.
New York City? We should be in the movie capital of the world. Burbank, you took another wrong turn. How dare you? I ain't ever taken a wrong turn in my life. Then you're doing this on purpose. You've been sabotaging my plan since the very beginning. Admit it, you liked the idea of your precious Thanksgiving turkey, and you want things to stay that way. Why, I can't believe the audacity of these accusations. We can still get your movie made here in New York without a backlot. Are you insane?
Cut, cut, cut! Who let these two on the lot?
Huh?
We're in the middle of a very serious and important biopic about the woman who invented the strings that attach to giant balloon floats and revolutionized the big hot air industry in the process.
Death, I think we're on the studio lot in Burbank. That explains why the parade had such a generic name.
Get off my set!
Looney Tunes presents Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip. Episode 4, Movie Mallard.
You? Who invited you to Thanksgiving?
I'm your plus one.
Who authorized this? You really think making this movie will help you become the Thanksgiving duck? I'm sure of it. When people see a major motion picture about Thanksgiving that stars a duck, there'll be no doubt in their minds. Daffy Duck is the definitive Thanksgiving bird. And that's the most sense you've made this whole trip. I'm full of great ideas. Woohoo! Daff, why'd you hit yourself on the head with the mallet? Seemed like a sensible way to calm my nerves. The only way to make my movie a reality is to pitch it to the president of the studio, who I can only assume is right behind this door.
Please don't kick the doors down. The president of the studio is on vacation for the holidays. Would you like me to take a message?
I have a movie to pitch, so...
A movie pitch? Are you part of our talent roster?
Of course I'm on your talent roster. Do you even know who you're talking to? I'm the biggest star the studio's ever seen. I'm Daffy Duck.
I'm aware. Just a little bit of assistant humor. What's your message, Mr. Duck?
Well, I thought I'd be pitching this to the president, but here goes. It's called Thanksgiving Day. We open on a farm.
Interesting. Could the farm be a city?
Sure. It's called Thanksgiving Day. We open on a city. Our hero...
Could the hero be a villain?
Yes. Fine. Thanksgiving Day. We open on a city. Our villain stands...
Could the villain dance down a flight of stairs?
Are you gonna let me finish or what?
No need. Just a little more assistant humor. I really had you going.
How is that assistant humor?
I'm an assistant, and I find it humorous. I'm quite the joker. As I was saying, I will greenlight your holiday movie.
You can do that?
Of course I can. The president is on vacation, as is the rest of the studio. For this week alone, Norma, the assistant, is all-powerful.
Okay.
Mr. Duck, you may begin your work on this film as soon as you attach a director.
A director? Absolutely not. Nobody's touching my movie. It's mine, you hear me? Mine!
Would you like to direct?
Why, thank you for your gracious offer. Only a duck with my creative vision could bring this movie to life. I accept. Daph, have you ever directed a movie before?
Not even little.
But how hard could it be?
Daffy Duck to set! Daffy Duck to set!
Feathers and makeup look good, Mr. Duck.
Wardrobe looks good, Mr. Duck.
Lunch looks good, Mr. Duck.
Of course it does. I appreciate all the hard work
Thanks.
That I've put into this movie.
Aww.
I gotta hand it to you, Daff. This set looks real professional. Directing a big-budget movie is nothing to sneeze at, Bugs. I'm responsible for making sure every detail is just right. My director's chair, for example. Hey, chair guy!
You got a problem with your chair?
Affirmative. Maybe nobody's informed you, but I am the director of this picture.
Every director uses the same type of chair.
That's the problem. I'm not just any director. I, Daffy Duck, am a generational multi-hyphenate talent. You see, without me, none of this would be happening. Daff, I think you should just stick with the director's chair. Nonsense! I require a chair that reflects my importance. Something that someone with a minor title like Chair Guy might not understand.
Huh. You want some options? I'll show you some options. Try this armchair.
Don't mind if I do. Too tight!
Those arms don't know their own strength. How about this one?
Okay. Ouch! Too sharp!
You can't handle the knife chair either, huh? How about this?
Too indecent!
Try this.
Are you sure this is... too shocking?
This?
Too explosive.
This?
Too springy.
Don't worry, Bob. I got the perfect chair to catch you. Huh. Would you look at that? Too flimsy.
How you doing down in that hole, Daffy?
I'll stick with the director's chair, thanks.
Nah, I think you was right. You're a special duck. You deserve a special chair. This one's made out of solid gold. Catch.
Oh, no. Pictures up, people. Places, everyone. This is the big, emotional scene in the rain. So ready the weather effects.
Weather effects standing by.
Action. Cue the rain. Ahem. I'll get you, Turkey, if it's the last thing I... Pah! Cut!
What's the problem?
What's wrong with this rain? It's all milky and milk-like.
Milk helps the rain show up better on camera.
That's preposterous. Have you ever even done weather effects before?
I've been doing this 25 years, pal.
Could have fooled me. When I ask for weather, I want real weather. Real rain. Real lightning.
You sure you don't want to add that in post?
No, I want it now.
It ain't the best idea, but you're the boss. I got lightning in a bottle right here.
That bottle in your hand? You amateur, it's empty.
Uh-oh. Hey, heads up, everybody. We're looking for a loose bolt of lightning.
Aye!
Never mind. We found it.
We'll add lightning in post.
Break for lunch, everyone.
Finally, I'm famished. Wow, lunch looks incredible. I think I spy some carrot stew. I don't know what you're going on about. This is some of the worst flop I've ever seen in my life. Is this a professional movie set or a prison cafeteria? Excuse me, who's the chef around here?
You are unhappy with food, though?
You bet I am, lady. I'm the director of this entire movie. You expect me to eat this?
Oh, you are director. Come, come. I have special meal prepared for you.
Huh, now that's more like it.
This way. I have cooler full of live lobster. You choose. They do not pinch.
Choose my own lobster? Now that's fancy. I'll take that one. It looks sophisticated like me.
Sure, choose a fancy one. What, are you too scared to choose a rough and tough lobster like me?
Huh? I guess I wouldn't mind that rough and tough one.
Oh, now you're trying to eat me. Well, look out. I'm not afraid to use these claws. Snap, snap, bang. You'll never see me coming.
Perhaps I'm not prepared for a live lobster. Do you have any fully cooked ones?
And now I'm not good enough to eat. That's it.
I'll take a bowl of slop, please. Stunt coordinator, oh, stunt coordinator, could you please walk me through this next stunt again?
Sure. We're launching the convertible down this ramp and into that pile of explosives, which will send it flying into the sky, at which point a plane will fly over with an electromagnet and carry it towards that pit of alligators. They'll tear the car to shreds and spit you out into a thorny briar patch, which will then explode.
And this is all safe?
Not at all. Don't worry, though. Your stunt double will handle it.
Stunt double?
Hi, I'm Ralph.
Oh, no, you don't. I see right through you, you glory hog.
I'm Ralph.
First, it's this stunt. Then what next? Every scene in the movie? The two of you are conspiring against me, aren't you?
I'm just Ralph.
Already working on a catchphrase, I see. Well, no way. Not on my set. You're staying right here. I'm getting in the car, careening into a pile of explosives, flying through the sky, getting magnetized, dropping into a pit of alligators, getting spit out into a briar patch, and exploding myself. No stuntman needed. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I'm Ralph.
How's directing going, Dad?
It's been painful.
Where have you been? There's a carrot truck on set. The movie business sure is glamorous, ain't it? Speak for yourself. All I'm doing is covering up everyone else's mistakes. But no more. I know it may be selfish, but from here on out, I'm ignoring everyone else and focusing solely on directing this movie. Sounds like you got it all figured out.
And that's a wrap.
Well, looks like we're finished. Good directing, me. See you at the test screening. Movie magic.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors at the Acme Corporation.
I've got nothing left to say to you.
Good, because I'm staying.
This product is brought to you by Company, a subsidiary of Bigger Company.
Hey, listen up, contributing participant in the economy. Let me tell you something about you. You're a person, plant, or mineral. You have a job, or you don't. Right now, you're listening to this while existing in a setting.
Wow, that describes me perfectly.
I know exactly what you're thinking. That describes you perfectly. Now, you're definitely wondering, how does this voice know so much about me, and why won't it answer that question? The answer to the second part is that I don't want to, so I'm going to move on to the main thing I have to say. You love product, and buying product will make you feel an emotion.
I do love to feel emotions by buying products.
Well, good or bad news, because this product isn't like any other product. Or it is. Here are some things you can do with product. Use product. Don't use product. It does not matter to us, as long as you buy product.
Now hold on. What does product do?
What product does or does not do is not important, or it is. Let me tell you one thing about product. By itself, product is nothing. It has no meaning. But when you buy product, it becomes something. It now has meaning, or it still doesn't. But you will not know until you buy product, which is what you want to do.
I do?
Product purchase confirmed. You have just bought product. Product will be sent to you in an amount of time.
Now wait just a second.
You will now receive product in an amount of time plus 1 second. Now that product has been sold to you, we will cease all communication until your next purchase of product. Goodbye.
Hello? Ah, phooey. Bamboozled again. I can't keep doing these commercials. Somebody get my agent. What do you mean they're on vacation?
All sales of product are final and non-refundable. Delivery of product is not guaranteed.
And now, a quick word for the grown-ups. And now, back to the show.
Wow, Gap, look at everyone who showed up for the screening. I know.
Can you believe it, Paul?
We're part of a Hollywood movie.
Darn tootin', Ma. It sure is amazing. This'll be just like that football show that was on TV.
It wasn't a football show. It was a football game. We was in it.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Klaus is ready for his close-up.
My goodness, I could store over 5 cannons in this room.
Attention, everyone! I said attention, everyone! Everyone, quiet down!
Daffy, quiet. We're in a movie theater.
I know that, you... Thank you all, my beloved cast and crew, for coming to this early screening of my masterpiece, Thanksgiving Day. It chronicles the journey of how I bravely trekked across the country, collecting mountains of accolades, including directing this very movie, all in a pursuit of one singular goal, becoming the Thanksgiving Duck. By the time you're done watching, I'm sure you'll all agree that I, Daffy Duck, am deserving of this title. Please enjoy.
Ooh, it's starting! It's starting!
I see that.
November, the coldest month of the year. Week 4, the coldest week of the month. Thursday, the coldest day of the week. That day has a name, and that name, Thanksgiving Day.
Taking some creative liberties, I see. It's based on a true story.
And the extra point is good! That's the game! Daffy Duck has done it! He has become the first duck to win the big game!
Daffy Duck, how do you feel about winning the big game?
I feel good, reporter lady. The competition never stood a chance against me. Not just because they're weak little pipsqueaks, but because I'm incredibly strong and courageous.
Brad, I don't remember it happening that way.
It didn't, Chad. I don't think I like this duck's creative vision.
Slice, dice, very nice. Daffy Duck is cooking circles around the competition here at the Chili Cook-Off. Meanwhile, Ma and Pa seem to be bumbling around haplessly, as if they've never cooked chili in their entire lives.
Now that don't seem right.
I'd even wager to say that's a doggone fib.
Your Majesty, I present to you my chili.
Not only is this chili much better than Ma and Pa's chili, but it is the best in the entire world. You have restored my faith in your country.
The U.S. and Canada are at peace once again.
Do we know if this is historically accurate?
The crowd is electric here at New York's 7-day clothing display. Woo!
Ah, interesting. So New York has its own fashion scene.
Uh-oh. Here to bring the crowd down is everyone's least favorite fashion model, Klaus.
Boo! We hate Klaus!
Who can say these terrible things about Klaus?
Don't worry, everyone. Daffy Duck is here to save the day.
We love you, Daffy.
I was born with a gift. The gift of fashion. Now enjoy my plumage, everyone!
Daffy Duck is sharing his majestic feathers with everyone around the world. No, across the universe. The evil space general approaches!
Daffy, because you have shared your feathers with us, we will no longer attack your planet. Good luck getting to Hollywood!
Now this part can't be true. There ain't no sound in space.
It was a lonely car ride across the country, but I knew it was something I'd have to do on my own.
Aw, Daffy, you even cut me out of the story? I had to save precious screen time for myself. Keep watching.
Eventually, I made it to Hollywood, where I had to battle with uncooperative network execs. Literally.
Ugh, I have many notes.
Once my movie was greenlit, I had to make it on a shoestring budget, which is money I'd originally set aside to buy new shoestrings. I could barely afford to pay for a crew, so I didn't. I made the whole thing all by myself.
Boo!
down, everyone! This is the best part!
Stop the show! Stop the show! Stop the show!
No! The film! It's burning up!
Woo!
What's wrong with you people? How could you cheer on the destruction of something so... so beautiful?
Daffy, this movie ain't nothing like our trip.
Why does that matter? The only thing that matters is convincing the public that I'm strong and powerful enough to be the Thanksgiving Duck. Who cares if I misrepresented a few things?
You didn't just misrepresent our trip. You misrepresented yourself, too. The Daffy Duck on that screen ain't the real thing. You want him to be the Thanksgiving Duck, or you?
I guess I never thought of it that way. Is that how all of you feel?
We don't care! You stink!
Hey! Everybody calm down. Now, I know Daffy's portrayed every single one of us in a poor light with this picture, but he's worked hard on this. So, let me just remind you all, if Daffy becomes the Thanksgiving Duck, he will finally get to take his place at the center of the dinner table.
Oh!
You hear that, Daff? Everyone's rooting for you. The whole crew's still here. We still got time to finish up your movie and do it the right way.
Agreed. I, Norma, the president's all-powerful assistant, will allow for one 3-minute musical number.
3 minutes? Should be plenty of time to hit all the important points. Listen up, crew, which is how I'll be addressing all of you because I don't see you as individuals. For this final scene, we're scrapping the shot list and, you know what? Everybody, just follow my lead.
One of these improv guys.
Lights, camera, maestro.
I've been at this a while. I thought I'd given up. I thought that I'd done everything I could. Sure, it took a little time, but now the dashing duck is getting the attention that he should. It started with a telegram, it blew up in my face. Another prototypical November. Then me and Bugs took a trip across this place, and now my name will be immortalized forever.
His name is Daffy.
Say it again!
Oh, yes, it's Daffy Duck, bringing prestige and pluck to this Thanksgiving Day. We're thankful for many things, but we can all agree that this year.
Let's be thankful for me! I wasn't always the star of this movie, you know. In fact, we're still filming it right now. Let me tell you a little bit about how I got here. We started off our road trip with a stop in Football Town, where they walloped me again and again. But every play, every snap, every down, I stood back up because I had to win. Next had a chili cook-off, I won a prize for cakes. A bit disorienting, I'll admit. Then we drove to Garbage City, where they put me center stage on the runway, and for this duck, fashion never quits.
He raised his profile.
I'll say.
Now he's a triple threat. Everyone place your bets. Put it all on Daffy Duck. He's a football star.
Touchdown.
A fashion czar.
Fashion.
He baked a cake.
It was chilly.
He fixed that in a separate tape. We're thankful for many things, but we can all agree that this year.
Let's be thankful for me. I know that I deserve this. The fortune and the fame. So why'd I have to prove it? The world should know my name. But now that I am here, I don't have to be stuck. I am more than a duck amok with Lady Luck assisting me. You'll all be struck by the famous duck. Now say it with me.
Thanksgiving
Duck!
His name is Daffy. He's a Thanksgiving Duck, no longer just some schmuck. Let's make this thing official. He's handsome, impressive, and 10 times more festive than any of those other birds. Their presence here would be absurd.
It's duck season, so spread the word!
Duck season?
Remind me to have a meeting with the lyricists. Where were we? 5, 6, 7, 8.
We're thankful for many things, but we can all agree that this year.
Let's be thankful for me.
Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful for Daffy.
The 1 and 2 Thanksgiving Ducks.
That's a wrap. And just in time for Thanksgiving dinner.
Hooray!
Ah, is this the Warner Brothers lot?
Thomas Turkey? You got a lot of nerve showing your beak around here.
Daffy Duck, your song has moved me and my fellow turkeys. I believe it's time for us to step aside and let you take on the important role of Thanksgiving Duck.
What? I don't know what your game is, Turkey, but I'll show you a thing or two about...
Daffy, calm down. You did it. You're the official boy of Thanksgiving.
I am? I mean, of course I am. I finally made it to the top. I'm taking center stage. This Thanksgiving dinner is dedicated to me.
Let's all gather around for our feast.
And I'll take my place at the center of the table.
Before we eat, I just want to take a second to say how grateful I am to gather here with all you different people we met along the way. And I guess Elma's here too. But especially to you, Daffy, for coming along on our road trip to Boy Bank all the way from Toluca Lake.
Thanks, pal. I'm thankful for me, too.
All right, everybody. Let's eat.
Yeah!
Finally, I'm famished. What's for dinner?
I'll tell him after the credits. Thanksgiving, folks!
Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip is a production of Story Pirate Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Peter McNerney, and Lee Overtree. Written by Minzwi Karami, with story by Lee Overtree, Duke Doyle, and Minzwi Karami. Original score by Jack Mitchell. Thankful for Me was written by Minzwi Karami and Jack Mitchell. Technical direction, recording, and sound design by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Special appearances by Mary Holland and Bowen Yang.
Everyone out there listening who didn't tell me what people do with their Thanksgiving birds, I have just one thing to say to you. You're despicable.
Hey, you duck. Come back here with our dinner.
I swiped a bowl of cranberry sauce on my way out. See you later.